An AI governance expert has cautioned that Africa cannot achieve true equity if young women and girls continue to be excluded from key policy conversations. Mariam Jam, the founder of I Am Code, notes that from Senegal to Kenya, national AI policies are often drafted without meaningful input from the very communities that technology is intended to serve. As countries race to join the global AI revolution, Jam says leaders must rethink how solutions are designed, ensuring they address the realities of people who lack devices, internet connectivity, transport, and even basic necessities like food and sanitation. She further warns that the world is suffering from an evidence deficit with limited data on how young people acquire digital skills. She made the remarks at the ongoing World Innovation Summit for Education.
So if you're sitting in Senegal right now, sitting in Burkina Faso or in Kenya, you want to design an AI policy. Young women and girls are not part of that conversation. If I don't see people. So basically, we can't have equity. That's number one. Number two, the technology has no gender, no age, no race, no class. I am the evidence of that because I learned how to code 7 coding languages in 2 years in a library in South Sydney. And so when you're designing solutions, we need to make sure that not only young women and girls and boys now are part of the conversation, but also we need to make sure that everything we do is favorable to the poor people, the people who don't have access to devices.